Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, Mr. Andrew Brandt, you are on the Mason Crosby Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. This goes down as one of the big moments in Packers history, along with drafting Mason Crosby.
Yep. Wow. I think they go hand in hand, usually.
Yeah, which I was lucky to be a part of. I'm not part of this, and, you know, as you know, Mason, a lot of people look at me and say, hey, that's the guy that knows what's happening in the NFL. That's the guy that knows what's happening with the Green Bay Packers. Everyone should listen to him. Well, I was wrong. I was totally wrong.
I saw your tweet.
I went on radio, TV, podcasts, my newsletter, my column. There's no way that he's going to get traded. And in the rare event that he might be traded, no way it's going to be the Packers.
Right.
Because, and the reason I said it is, from Ron Wolf to Ted Thompson to Brian Gutekunst, same lineage, they love their high draft picks.
For sure.
They are not a team that's going to trade up multiple picks to get higher in the draft. They're a team that's going to trade down to get more picks. They draft and develop. It's the draft is the foundational principle of the Green Bay Packers. And I thought, no way they're giving up two ones, which is going to be the minimum requirement for Parsons. And, of course, I was wrong. Here's what I underestimated. I underestimated the lack of trust and breach of trust between Jerry Jones and Parsons and the agent. Because we followed this, like, over the past couple of years. They wait, give the top-of-the-market deal, Dak Prescott, C.D. Lamb. It's a common theme, and I said to the whole world, this will happen, and on September 1st or 2nd, Parsons will get a $42 million a year deal, and everybody will be happy. And I expected that, but I underestimated what went on there, and I'm finding out little bits and pieces that this was not like Lamb or Prescott. We'll get to the Packers in a minute, but yeah. For the Dallas side, this was a problem. Like, they did not get along. Like, there was something happened. And I think what happened is something we used to call back in the day, way before I was even with the Packers, when I was an agent, it was like hotboxing. You get a player in the room, you sweet talk him, you tell him how great he is, you tell him all this money you're going to pay him, and you shake hands like you have a deal. And this is what old GMs used to do and old owners. And
this is a Jerry Jones classic, right? I mean, that's like his yeah. MO.
And he did it, and he, I don't know how Parsons felt about it, but the agent, who's a big player, David Mulligetta, did Jordan Love, did Deshaun Watson, and he's like, not having it. So Jones tells the media last week, the agent told me to stick it up his ass, and I kind of laughed, but then I realized that's real.
Yeah.
Like, this agent's not going to deal with Jones. So that sort of hinted at me like, oh, man, like maybe this is more than an unhappy player. And again, I thought like Myles Garrett in Cleveland, yeah, they just satisfy him with a huge contract. But this was more than that. So the Packers pounced on an opportunity. And my experience with the Packers, as you know, is, yeah, we get a little bit of a bad pub for not being aggressive, but we've been aggressive on the free agent side with the first big free agent in history, Reggie White. And then yep. when I was there, when you were there, Mason, we jumped on Charles Woodson.
Yep.
And since then, obviously, Julius Peppers and Xavier McKinney. But never on the trade side. Never on the trade side. Last time they traded number one was for Brett Favre.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was. Yep,
I'm like, sure. So they did it. And I'm still in shock because, well, I think we'd come to this, and then I'll shut up. I think you never see it, right? You never see a player with multiple Pro Bowls get traded unless they're 29, 30, 31, 32.
Exactly.
This guy in his prime, like at the peak of his prime, and the Packers jumped. It's totally out of character. It is never something you would think of, like I said, about the Packers. But wow, it's a game-changing moment in our history of the sport, really.
Oh man, I'm like getting chill. Like just hearing you kind of talk about some of the nuance to it. Yeah, it just kind of gets me fired up and gives me chills. We have Andrew Brandt on the Mason Crosby Show. We were talking all things Micah Parsons, how this trade stuff works. I want to talk specifically on some of the finance side of it because yeah. also they sent Kenny Clark down and like are going to carry $35 million still in salary cap from his, you know, what the rest of his deal was
yeah.
through this year. So, I mean, what a big leap. I mean, you go and now you have two players making $100 million this year in Jordan Love and Micah Parsons,
yeah.
which is the first time, like the only duo in the NFL doing that. And like, just when you think of the Green Bay Packers, that's not like how they normally operate. So, tell me if you were in that room, if you're still holding that position, you know, like the cap manager, all that, like what is yeah. the accounting juggling of like getting this kind of a deal done to be able to kind of keep this team afloat for not just this year, but years to come?
Yeah, a lot to unpack here. And Mason, I was the guy, as you know, for 10 years. So I get chills thinking about what Russ Ball's pressure was, the guy who's sitting right. in the seat that I sat in. Because
they bring this deal to him. They're like, all right, figure it out, man.
Yeah.
We got to get this
exactly.
done.
So imagine this. Brian Gutekunst walks down the hall and says, we're trading for Micah Parsons if you get a deal done. like that is pressure.
That's right.
So it's also high leverage for Parsons and the agent. It's high leverage. So I read about 4 years, 188. So really it's 5 years because you roll in the existing year of 22. So it's yep. 210 over five, which is an average of 42. It's not 47, but 42 still the highest non-quarterback in the history of the sport. And, you know, we'll see on the guarantees. You know, when I heard 120, I said, okay, it's 3 years, 40 a year. And then, you know what I say, like, we'll see about the rest.
Exactly.
And then Mulligetta, the agent, sort of tweets me back and says, no, it's a real deal or whatever he said, and we'll see. You know, but it's a strong, strong deal. But he was going to be, I think, the highest paid non-quarterback in history.
Yeah, isn't that, that's like even, the wild part, right? It's like, I mean,
yeah,
it's seemingly like the Cowboys were seemingly willing to pay him that number as well. Like, how does that go so bad there in Dallas? Like, just, you know, talk about that a little bit more, that relationship. And then I have like kind of a, you know, like an interesting question for you as well on the Packers side. But just talk, how does that go so bad that you have an offer on the table of $42 million a year? Like, they're willing to pay you that, but you just can't get a deal done. And then this whole big trade happens.
Well, first of all, you know how I talk about guarantees and real deals. And my sense is the Dallas deal was probably different, where you did have the big number, but maybe it was only, you know, and Jerry Jones gives out huge bonuses, so maybe it was even like a $60 million bonus. But after the first 2 years, you know, it's kind of, you got to earn it, and there was some roster bonuses they could get out of it, maybe. I don't know. But we haven't even seen the Packers deal. I'm sure it's strong. But I keep getting back to something about this was different. And it was different than Myles Garrett in Cleveland. It was different than CeeDee Lamb. It was different than Dak Prescott, where they, again, had all these holdout situations. Something happened where Jerry and Stephen Jones, let's just say it, just pissed them off to an incredible degree. Where he's just like, I can't play for this guy. And the agent, I'm sure, was like, yeah, we got to get out of there. You know, it's like I'll talk to teams. Like this is not what you want. Where it's that old style ownership that treats the players wrong. You can't do that. You can't just hotbox a player these days. I never did that. I negotiated directly with some players, like, you know, where they felt like we had a good relationship. We didn't need an agent, but the ownership doing that is just wrong.
We got Andrew Brandt joining the Mason Crosby Show, and we're talking all things Micah Parsons trade, cap ramifications, you know, what happened there in Dallas. But, you know, I got to ask on the Packers side of things, like going and taking a leap like this, you know, Ed Policy takes over for Mark Murphy. And I, like, the nuance in this deal is like, you can't overlook it. Carmen Policy, like I was watching that America's Team documentary. I don't know if you've watched that, but
yeah,
Carmen Policy there at the 49ers, ironically, right, traded Charles Haley to the Dallas Cowboys, and they go and win a Super Bowl at that time. You know, top player, top defensive pass rusher in the game, and now this happens with the Cowboys. And you know, Ed taking over, do you think he had like a lot of say in this, or do you think they just stayed status quo and they left it up to Goody and to you know, to Russ Ball to figure it out? Or do you think Ed had a lot of say in trying to get this deal done once it became an opportunity?
I think he was big picture. You know, it's going to be 40 plus a year, and 47 over the extension, 42 over the 5 years. I mean, I think he gets big picture, and then in the mechanics of it are left to Russ. I it's a big swing, right? It's like, yes, he's new to the job, and it's a big swing. But I think Brian Gutekunst looked at this and said, once in a lifetime, you know, you can't get players like this. Usually players like this never, ever come on the market.
For
like,
sure.
They come on the market, like I said, after their second deal in their 29, 30, 31 year age.
Fifth year option. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I keep coming back to. It's like, yes, this is not the Packers, but they pounced. And again, you mentioned Kenny Clark. You can't discount that. What a strong player. And they redid him last year. And are going to suck up a lot of dead money for doing so. That is another ramification of this trade. But let me just say this before I go, because I clap back at this narrative all the time, which is the narrative that if you have a $50-plus million quarterback or $45 million-plus quarterback, you can't build a Super Bowl-contending team because of that. I think that's a lazy narrative. I think it's false Because, listen, as someone who did this 10 years, it's never been easier to manage a cap. And people say, why do you say that? Here's why I say that. Because especially a team like the Packers, 50 to 60 to 65% of your team is on rookie deals.
Yep.
So you have, out of 53 players, maybe you have 30 to 35 on rookie contracts, where their cap number conservatively is, say, $1 million. So that's, say it's $40 million. Now you have $240 million
yeah,
to pay your stars. So I just think that's lazy. What gets you in trouble, of course, is the dead money, where you're just stuck with bad contracts. In this case, a traded contract. And they carried Aaron, you know, a huge number, and were successful. And they're going to carry Kenny, and they're going to have a big number, and they're going to be successful. So you have to plan around these dead money things. But again, there's no excuse to not having a good team with the cap and the rookie contracts being such a big part of football right now.
Do you think, last question, you know, maybe Tommy might have something to follow up as well. I want to ask you about, like, specifically, okay, bringing a player of Micah Parsons' caliber in, and then now you see all this narrative about the Packers, right? Like, there were a lot of question marks on the Packers, and it's so funny. I'm, you know, watching ESPN, watching this stuff, and now they're talking about the offense and being more dynamic because you signed Micah Parsons. Like, what do you think of, like, that piece in the media and, like, how everything all of a sudden now, this team collectively just got better because you bring in a dynamic player like Micah Parsons? Do you think that is something that is just talked about, or do you think that's a real thing that that can happen just because you find that confidence and you know now this part of that this team is really solidified?
It's a good question. I think there's going to be some juice in the locker room. There's going to be some juice around the team. I think that probably is going to be short term. I don't think those things kind of last, but they're a better team. They're a better team today than they were yesterday. So,
for sure.
I think, you know, I'm biased, Mason. You know that.
Yeah,
I had the Packers. I had them as a Super Bowl contending team before this. I think maybe now they're elevated to the status of up there with the Eagles in the top two that people would think about. Maybe, you know, people are going to argue for the Lions and other teams, but we'll see. And that's the thing about this trade. Unfortunately, I guess, we can't really evaluate this till like 2030 when the two number ones play out a couple years and see, okay, how they do versus how Mike has done the past few years.
Well, I got a feeling with, like, listening to Jerry Jones's press conference yesterday, like, unless Steven really takes over down there, like, I don't know. There's something going on there. Like, Steven was kind of correcting him a couple times. Or just
kept calling,
like,
him Michael the whole time.
Moving him forward. Yeah, it's just like, man, like, I don't know. And, you know, obviously all the criticism is, like, if Jerry, like, how do you not have any of this, like, thought before this draft? Like, you basically traded Micah on 50 cents on the dollar for, you know, doing it at this time rather than before the draft.
And that's a great point. Like, that's just my only question for you. Andrew Brandt joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Andrew, like, how did this, like, happen behind closed doors, like, so quickly? Or how long do you think that these things speculate? Because there's been rumors about it now for weeks. Was this really just the worst kept secret in the NFL that the Packers were interested? Or do you think it really started to ramp up because the deal got done right as when the trade was happening? So you know what's happening behind closed doors. Like, I don't know how, if you've, with a player of this magnitude of Micah Parsons, like, there's no way this can just happen in one afternoon.
It's interesting because I have friends in Dallas, and they're texting me that we're in the worst sports town in the history of the world. You know, because you have to think about Luka, where they kind of focused in on one team and didn't get their maximum return. And here, you wonder if they just focused on the Packers and didn't get maximum return, and could they have gotten three number ones from somebody? Could they have gotten two frontline players from somebody instead of Kenny Clark? So you don't know. I don't think this happened right away. I think this moment I keep talking about, whenever the breach of trust between Micah and the team happened, the agent and Micah started feelers. I just think there's been talk, there's been chatter. And I, again, going back to my first comment, I didn't believe it, but it was real. And I guess my final comment, I've been watching that too, Mason, the America's team. Listen, he will go down as one of the incredible, showmen, business leaders for the NFL, Jerry Jones.
Get the attention.
The most valuable sports franchise on the earth. But I don't know what's going on. Some of these appearances, like you just talked about yesterday, whatever you say, Jerry, because I don't know if I believe that. Like, what's really going on there? Did they maximize value for the team? They got worse, it seems. And that's a man starving for a championship. So I don't know. And, right now, these are the two of the biggest brands in sports. Packers, Cowboys made a deal. They play in 4 weeks. Everybody loves it. But are we seeing one ascend and one descend? We'll find out.
Yeah, just so interesting because, I mean, Packers have had the Cowboys number for a very long time now. And, even Jerry in that America's Team thing on Netflix said how that loss in that playoff game just broke his soul. To the Packers, and then you just trade your best player for, mind you, and I know you saw that, right? The whole time you were there with the Packers, I think the lowest pick that y'all had was like 22. It was like, it's like you're getting late first round draft picks. I wouldn't be surprised because Jerry kind of said in his press conference, if they don't try to use maybe some of these new picks they just got to go and try to make another splash move, because Jerry Jones also has said if they're not being talked about, if the Cowboys aren't on everyone's tip of their tongue, he's going to make something happen to make sure that they are the most important and most talked about team in this business.
Last thing, this is a complete reversal of reputation. The Cowboys with the aging Jerry Jones were thought to be a team that would go for it and that would make the splash and win now, and who cares about the future? And the Packers have always been the team about the future and draft and develop young players through the draft, not take the big swings. It's a complete role reversal right now.
Oh, it's so funny you said that, because Molly, my wife, just said that this morning, and I got to give her a shout out. She said, did the Packers just trade to be the Cowboys? It was so funny when she said it. I was like, oh my gosh. They just traded franchise philosophy in this one deal right at that moment. It was kind of crazy. So Andrew Brandt joining the Mason Crosby Show. Andrew, I really appreciate you jumping on. I love your insight. I'll keep following all your stuff as this unfolds on Twitter. But keep up the good work, and I really appreciate you jumping on this morning.
You got it, guys. So I just did an emergency podcast. So I have a podcast.
Emergency, nice. Sports.
Yeah, so people can check in and sort of a even more detailed analysis than we just went through on the pod. And, of course, my Twitter and Instagram, I'm doing some reels on it too, at Andrew Brandt 2 on Instagram. So thanks, guys.
Where can they find the podcast, Andrew?
Wherever you find your podcasts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. It's called The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Andrew Brandt jumping off the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. What a day yesterday, Mace.
What a day.
I mean, we have an awesome lineup for you guys here today, as it just started with Andrew Brandt, former NFL executive, been on the show before. Now Ryan Wood's going to join us at 9:30. Dusty Evely going to jump on at 10:20. And really, this is like the Micah Parsons show today.
Pretty much, the
Mason Crosby edition of the Micah Parsons show. I mean, where were you? You were like getting on a plane when you found out, right?
Yeah, I was flying back from a golf event. Jumping on the plane when y'all started texting. I checked all the stuff. I mean, it was coming down. It was happening fast, but awesome. Yeah, so we're kind of building this thing up for you today, talking about the...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Business side of it with Andrew Brandt, kind of like how what this means for the business of football. And now Ryan Wood, we're going to kind of talk about like what it means in like the, you know, the building and like what this is going to be for the Packers. And then down the line here in the 10 o'clock hour with Dusty Evely, we'll dive deep into like what Micah Parsons is as a player and how he can help this team, because that is going to be the most important thing, right? It's like all this other stuff is what it is, but what is he going to do to make an impact on this football team and help this team get over that hump and get to another Super Bowl?
Yeah, this is a massive impact incoming for Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers. We'll take a quick break here. Thanks again to Andrew Brandt for jumping on to the Mason Crosby Show. Everyone on short notice because of no one expecting the deal to be completed when it did yesterday, as Micah Parsons is the newest member of the Green Bay Packers. Football Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're going to see if Ryan Wood's joining us here on the other side. It is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.